Om Shanti, and welcome to today's program, which is going to be a workshop, and the title is How to Finish Deep-Rooted Sanskars. And to conduct that workshop is present with us Brother Atam Prakash. Brother Atam Prakash came to Baba around 72, nearly 44 years ago, and has been in Madhuban since 42 years. The speciality that Brother Atam Prakash has or possesses is that he has practiced all that he's going to talk about. In the late 70s, early 80s, when we used to come to Madhuban, he would run after us and insist we keep an 8-hour yoga chart. And we used to. We used to do all that. I know him personally, how deep the efforts he has made, but now things have turned around and we have to go running after him and looking after him. So today we are very, very thankful that he's come and is going to share. Okay, Om Shanti. So the introduction is, we have Brother Atam Prakash with us and he's going to share about deep-rooted sanskars and how to deal with them.
Om Shanti. We gathered here for having a workshop on a beautiful subject. Sister Cecilia select very nice subject. Huh? And that is very important in our Brahmin life. How to finish deep-rooted sanskars. This is a very important aspect of this Brahmin life. Because we are getting our future birth on the basis of the sanskars we are having in the soul. Those souls are having very royal sanskar, gentle sanskar, noble sanskars. They are getting birth in a royal family, in the family of king of kings. When the soul is coming down from Paramdham, that soul is getting pulled towards the fetus of the royal family sanskar. If that soul have royal sanskar, automatically that soul get pulled in that type of the family. And in mother's womb, 5 months fetus is there. At that time, soul is entering in fetus. And that soul is staying there 4 months, 9 days. 4 months, 9 days. And according to the sanskar of a soul, mainly the feature of a face and quality of a brain is developing in that period, building up in that period. If the soul is having very royal sanskar, gentle sanskar, that person is getting very royal sanskar, royal feature. Perfect feature in the world are features of Lakshmi Narayan. Perfect features. That is why this is the time. Confluence is the time. To finishing all deep-rooted samskar on one hand and imbibing royal samskar, noble samskars on the other hand. This is the task we have to do in this confluence age. But I would like to tell you one thing. What is the process of creating samskars? Any samskar, old samskar, royal samskars, divine samskar, whatever. What is the process? How our samskars are building up? How our samskars are creating in the soul? The beginning point is whatever the type of the thoughts we are having, that type of the words we are having, that type of the actions we are having, and that type of the samskars we are having. This is the process. And thought. On what basis we are creating thoughts? When we are having very good positive consciousness, soul consciousness, and higher consciousness. What does it mean? When we are having very good experience of spiritual intoxication, godly intoxication, and very good and deep soul conscious stage, then only we are creating very special thoughts, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, and positive thoughts. The creation of mind would be powerful thoughts. When we are having very high consciousness, soul consciousness, and very high spiritual intoxication, our mind is creating powerful thoughts, positive thoughts, high quality thoughts. That is why in this confluence age, this is a very important aspect to maintain always higher consciousness, powerful consciousness, positive consciousness, all the time. Our consciousness must not be ordinary. As much the percentage of godly intoxication is higher, that type of the consciousness we can maintain easily. What is the difference in subject, king and king of king in the golden age? Subject is not having godly intoxication, very good godly intoxication. The king is always having very good spiritual intoxication. If the spiritual intoxication is higher, then he can become king of king. And even higher than world emperor. The percentage of spiritual intoxication would be visible in our eyes. On our face, in our eyes. Very high intoxication. And very poor intoxication. Poor. King of king or world emperor means very high intoxication. Anybody could visualize, anybody could observe in our eyes. what type of the degrees of intoxications you are having. You cannot hide. Anybody could visualize in your eyes. Feature of a face and nature of a soul is expressing the quality of a soul. Feature of a face and nature of a soul, vibration, nature of a soul, is expressing the quality of a soul. Brothers can come in front, so sisters can come this side. Brothers can come front. And the back side, the sisters sit towards this side. So you can come closer. You are far. Yeah. Come to this side. Come closer. The backside sisters can come closer. I would like to discuss one important aspect. What mean by impure sanskar? What mean by pure sanskar? Impure sanskar, pure sanskar. Impure sanskars are related with the vices, body consciousness. Pure sanskars are related with divine qualities. Pure sanskars are related with divine qualities, virtues. And impure sanskars are related with vices. But what are the vices? Where from the vices are coming in the soul? What is lust? What is anger? What is attachment? Nothing. The particular voice is the deficiency of a particular divine quality. A particular voice is the deficiency of a particular divine quality in the soul. We become sick. Sometimes we are becoming sick. Why we become sick? What is the reason? Why we become sick? Huh? Because of the two reasons. First reason, our immune power is decreasing of the body. Immune power of the body is decreasing. Then particular bacteria, virus or fungus, they are attacking on our body, on body cells. Then we get disease in our body. First, our immune power is decreasing, becoming lower. We become weak. Then the bacteria, the virus, the fungus, they attack on our body soul. Body cells, and then we become sick. When we are going to doctor, what he is doing? He is giving treatment double. First, he is giving the treatment for increasing the immunity of our body. And second treatment, he is giving the treatment for killing that particular bacteria or fungus or virus. Then we become healthy. We are getting free from that disease. Okay? Now we have diseases of Maya. Since copper age, we have diseases of Maya. How we got that disease? First of all, the soul become weak. We were using power, spiritual power, and because of that, we were losing the celestial degree. And slowly, slowly the soul were becoming weaker and weaker. And then the vices, they start attacking the soul. What is lust? Lust is absence of virtues, purity. When we are losing the quality of purity, lust we are experiencing in our life. But first of all, the boss is body consciousness. Body consciousness. This is a seed, and soul consciousness, this is a seed. Soul consciousness is a boss, is a seed. And body consciousness is a negative side. Why we are getting body consciousness in copper age? The moment we are entering in a copper age, we start experiencing body consciousness. Why? Why? Huh? If this light is going away, in this hall darkness would be here. What is darkness? Darkness is nothing. Darkness is not energy. Darkness is just absence of light. Body consciousness is darkness. The vices are darkness. Why we are getting this in our life? Because of the absence of the light of soul consciousness and light of the virtues. Energy of virtues we are losing. Can I ask you one question? In golden age, we are not performing any sinful action, bad action, impure action, even though we are falling down. Why? Understand my question? What is the answer? We are doing very good action, pure actions, virtues, virtues, many virtues are there. But even though we are falling, Yes. Lack of control of the self. This is if you want to use. Soul is a powerful. See, first of all, we must understand how we are receiving energy in the soul and how we are losing the energy of a soul. How it works? Through the medium of thought, we are receiving energy from Baba, and through the medium of thought, we are losing our energy. Through the medium of thought. In golden age, we are having only two types of the thoughts in our mind. Only. All the time. Pure thoughts, because of the soul conscious state, soul conscious vision, pure thought, positive thoughts. And second is thoughts for performing action. I have to go for shower, I have to go for picnic, I have to go for eating. Whatever the actions we are performing, thoughts for performing and pure thoughts. But because of having thoughts of performing action, we were losing and using little by little, very little energy. Very little energy. That's why only we are using 2 degrees celestial degree in 1250 years. Only 2 degrees. And same situation happening in silver age. Always pure thought and always thoughts for performing action. That's why we are using 2 more degrees. 16 to 14 and 14 to 12. 2 degrees. But the moment we are entering in a copper age, because of mild attack of Maya, we are having 2 other new type of the thoughts. Little waste thoughts and little impure thoughts. This is the addition. Because of the mild attack of Maya, in addition to pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action, we are having another 2 type of the thoughts. Waste thoughts and impure thoughts. That is why we use double energy there in corporation. Instead of 2 degrees, we use 4 degrees. Understand? And when we enter in Iron Age, there was a serious attack of Maya. Always impure thoughts, always waste thoughts, always worse thought, no more impure thoughts, or no more pure thoughts. Always thoughts for performing action, impure thoughts and waste thoughts. Because of that, we were just using so much energy, so much energy, so much energy. We were reaching to the zero. Then Baba hold our hand. Okay, come on. Please go to Brahma Kumaris. Petrol, gas station. Now this is the time of filling your car. Petrol for your car. Go, go. Go gas station. Now this is the time of recharging the battery. How can you recharge? Transform impure thoughts in a pure thoughts by maintaining soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. Transform waste thought in a best thought by churning power. And practice more and more yoga. Receive more and more power from Baba. Then slowly, slowly, the energy level will start increasing. Energy level start increasing. Since long you are charging your battery? Luciana, man? Since how many years you are charging your soul battery? 11 years. Acha. Sister, 11 years, not yet charged. 11 years, 14 years, 40 years, not battery charged. Why? Cecilia, when? Why? We are using. We are charging. I earn $100 and I use $100. No balance. No balance. No accumulation. I earn. By having yoga, Amrutvela yoga, evening yoga, I accumulate power, but throughout the day, because of having thoughts for performing action, waste thoughts, I use that and there is no balance. And that is why so long time is required. That is why Baba has said that you should check 3 aspects all the time in our Brahmin life. If you really would like to charge your battery fast, you must check 3 aspects. How much is my earning? Earning must be maximum. How much is my spending? Spending must be minimum. So by the result of that, saving would be lot. This is the quality of expert businessman. He is always checking 3 aspects. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? Okay? And this is the time of only earning throughout the cycle. This is the only time of earning income, spiritual income. We have to use throughout the cycle that income. Huh? Second lust, anger. What is anger? As absence of the quality coolness. When we are losing the quality coolness, we start becoming angry. This is the darkness of losing the light of divine quality coolness. Slowly we are using that, and when we are losing that, automatically anger is overtaking soul. Third, greed. What is greed? Contentment, quality of contentment. Attachment. What is attachment? Attachment? We get pulled towards somebody. Having equal love for everybody, this is a divine quality. Our nature must be loveful. Because we are the children of ocean of love of Baba. That's why having equal love for everybody, this is a divine quality. But having special love for somebody, extra love for somebody, that is called attachment. That pulls our attention. But having equal love for everybody, that is a divine quality. That is necessary. We must not have hatred for somebody, extra love for somebody, no. Have equal love for everybody. That is a quality. But when we are losing that quality, we automatically get attachment. Equal love for everybody. And then, ego. What is ego? Humility or humbleness. Lack of the quality of humility or humbleness. Now, if we really would like to finish deep rooted samskaras, what we have to do? There is a short time, there is not much time left now. What we have to do? How can we finish that deep rooted samskar? On one hand, imbibing these qualities, okay? And on the other hand, improving volcanic yoga. For burning all the dirt in the soul, we have to improve volcanic yoga. Not only yoga, but really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. That is the need of this time. That is why Baba has said that time of having ordinary yoga is already over, finished. Now this is the time of having really, really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga, fiery form of yoga. Without having that type of the yoga, we cannot transform our samskaras, we cannot melt the dirt of vices, whatever is in the soul. Because of having short time, we have to do double efforts. On one hand, we have to imbibe some divine qualities, these particular divine qualities. And on the other hand, we have to practice volcanic yoga. Then only we can get free from this impure sanskars, and then only we would be able to imbibe that royal sanskar, noble sanskar. Understand? Brahma Baba always having very high intoxication. I would like to discuss first of all how we can imbibe royal sanskars in the soul. I would like to discuss that side first. Then we will discuss another side. Okay? For imbibing royal sanskar, noble sanskar, the beginning point is we have to maintain very good spiritual intoxication all the time in this confluence age. Understand? That is the beginning point, starting point. But the question is that, how we can maintain higher intoxication, very good intoxication all the day long? How we can maintain? Yes? We would like to maintain, but we cannot maintain. What is the reason? When we are listening Murli in Baba's center, we become very happy. Our face is also very become happy. Oh, was Murli very nice. The moment we are going outside of the center, face is ordinary. Ordinary. No more intoxication on the face. Why? In hall, we are having very high intoxication, very good intoxication in the four wall. Inside the four wall. But the moment we are going outside, we are losing that. Why? We want to maintain that, but we are not really able to maintain that. What is the reason? Baba is working so hard since many years. But we cannot. We are not really able to maintain that higher intoxication. What is the reason? What is the root cause? Everybody would like to maintain that. But up to a certain extent, we can maintain. After that, we are losing that. What is the reason? Kalpanaben, what is the reason? We want to maintain that. We are working for that also. But we are not really able to maintain that higher. The graph is not going like this. Graph sometimes very good, then come down. See, good. Like, there is no time for zigzag process. Lack of churning. Okay. Yes. Body conscious. Yes. Surrounding atmosphere. Acha. Lost in action conscious. We become action conscious. Okay. Lack of introversion. Lack of faith. Old sanskar. Because of old sanskar. They are pulling us down. That is also one reason. What is exactly the reason? Yeah, we are not really able to maintain, but why? We want to maintain, but we cannot maintain that. Why? Negativity. See, one thing I would like to discuss with you. See, we are here. Okay? Old sanskar are here. pure samskara towards this side, old samskaras are to this side, in the soul. And here, we are getting sustenance from Baba on this confluence age. Okay? We are getting sustenance from Baba every day. Very good Murli, very good yoga. Through Murli, we are getting realization power. Through yoga, transformation power. These are the special gift we are getting from these two things. As much as we understand Murli's knowledge, our realization power is increasing. What is wrong? What is right? What I have to do? What I should not do? This realization power. And after having realization power, we need to transform that samskaras, impure samskaras, and through yoga power only we are receiving that transformation power. We need to improve these two, both power, knowledge of yoga, power of knowledge and power of yoga, if you really would like to go fast. Huh? Yeah, no urgency. Through day by day, the realization power should increase and transformation power also increase, if you really would like to progress fast. But, if you are not really good in this aspect, if you are losing sometimes Murli, no yoga, no Murli, then this old samskaras can take the chance. Old samskaras can attack you, your mind and intellect. Then you can get attracted towards these worldly things, towards the physical things and physical possibility. Getting attracted towards the physical things and physical beings. If you are not getting sustenance, good sustenance from Baba, that old samskaras can take chance. This is a possibility. Don't allow them to work on yourself. Get nice sustenance from Baba. Then automatically the pure samskaras start increasing and impure samskaras start decreasing. Understand? If you are receiving nice sustenance, then the possibility of improving good samskar, pure samskars and royal samskar, and then automatically the old samskars are decreasing. This is a process, automatically. As much soul consciousness increasing, that much body consciousness decreasing. As much light is increasing, that much darkness is decreasing, disappearing. In this room. Okay, understand? Now, I would like to tell you one secret. Why we are not really able to maintain higher spiritual intoxication? What is the reason? Huh? Yes? Huh? Acha. We are going away. We are getting caught by attracted. Acha, acha. No experience with Baba. I was searching this reason. I work hard on this because I was suffering badly. When I come in knowledge, my self-respect was not good. For 3 years, my self-respect was struggling, not good. And because of that, I was not getting progress. But I was thinking, why I'm not really able to maintain? Every day I'm listening Murli, having yoga, this and that, but I'm not progressing. But I found the reason. What is the reason? On one hand, in golden age and silver age, we were the king, we were the very royal souls and gentle souls and hero actor in this drama. Golden age and silver age. But, the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnapped us and Maya put us in the jail for 2500 years. How many years? Not 10 years, not 100 years, but 2500 years in the jail. And because of that, there are deep-rooted samskars of inferiority complex. And that samskars are not allowing us to maintain this higher intoxication. This is the reason. Understand what I mean? If the minister doing some mistake and he is going in a jail for one day also, he is not having the courage to select his towards the people. He is hiding his face and he's, the people, what the people would think about me? I was in a jail. And we were in the jail for 2500 years. So long period. So that deep-rooted samskars are not allowing us to maintain the higher intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Sometimes we are maintaining, sometimes not maintaining. That is the reason. Understand? This is a logic reason. Now what we have to do? If we would like to maintain higher intoxication, what is the method? What is the process? What we have to do then? Don't look at this area. Copper age and iron age. Don't look. Always keep on looking towards this side. How high I was in the golden age. What type of the royal role I was playing there. If you are observing this area, then easily you can maintain very good intoxication, very high intoxication. Easily. Within short time. This is the reason. Don't think about your weakness, drawbacks, vices, impurities. Don't think about that. Always think, how can I become pure? How can I maintain very good stage of ego? How can I maintain this like this? Understand? Now, from the first day, Brahma Baba had the intoxication, I am going to become a Narayan. From the first day, I am going to become a Narayan. And that bodily intoxication took Baba fast towards his destination of perfection. Very fast. That is the reason. That was the reason. Without godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication, you cannot progress on this spiritual path. This is the reason. Without having very good spiritual intoxication, you cannot progress. You cannot maintain good stage. Not at all. But the question is that, how can we maintain that higher spiritual intoxication? What is the method for that? Huh?
To keep a chart.
Yes. How can we maintain very high high intoxication throughout the day while working, while playing our role, while doing Baba's service, Laukik service? How can we maintain that? We want to maintain, but how can we? What is the method? Okay? Huh? To churn the cycle. Spin the cycle. Acha, okay. Okay. Acha, okay, anybody? Stand and quickly speak loudly so they can others can understand. Huh? Dua. Blessings. Acha, doer. Uh-huh. Huh? Acha. Okay, soul conscious stage. Any more? Yes?
If, by perfecting
Practice what practice? Virtues. No, for godly intoxication, virtues. Acha. Okay. Any more? That's it? Yes, Pagin bhai? Huh? Acha, thinks about Baba. Huh? For maintaining very good intoxications throughout the day, keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. Never lose, not at all, at any cost, never lose this throne of self-respect. Keep on sitting all the time on this throne of self-respect. The moment you are sitting on the throne of self-respect, you start your experiencing godly intoxication. Higher, higher, higher. But next question, how can we sit on the throne? What is the method of sitting on the throne of self-respect? What is the method? Huh? Awareness. Vietnam? Five form. Think about five form. Acha. Yes. What is the method? We would like to maintain self-respect. But what is the process? What is the method? How can we maintain that? Just keeping one point of self-respect, that is not the method. That is not the proper way. Using the controlling power. Okay. The method is, there is a list of self-respect point. Baba had given in a Murli. List of 100 points, list of many points. In Murli, Baba is always explaining. Huh? Is there? Yeah, you know that. Pick 2-3 points from that. Only 2-3 points from that. Which really touch your heart. Which really gives you joy and happiness. Only 2-3 points, not much. To forget others point, not necessary.
Is there a point like we are our peers?
You can accept from your heart, that can give you joy, that can give you happiness. For instance, 19 March 88, I was meeting Baba on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan personally. 19 March 88. And Baba had given me wonderful blessing, personal blessing. You are a world transformer soul. You are doing the task of the world transformation along with the Father. The power of transformation is the most elevated power. You are the one using the power of transformation, being a world transformer soul. Baba had given me this blessing. You are a world transformer soul. 1200 foreigners were in Om Shanti Bhavan gathering. I was happy. But many, many double foreigners, brothers, sisters, they were happy than me. They were looking what Baba is telling us. Baba, which is blessing Baba is giving to Atam Prakash? And Baba gave me blessing, he world transformer soul. I was thinking, why Baba had given me such a high, such a elevated blessing? Is this really only praise or is this truth? I was not really able to sleep. Baba, when Baba returned, Baba gone, then I went for the sleeping, but I couldn't sleep. I came out from my room and I was sitting on the roof and I was fighting with Baba. Baba, please tell me, give me confirmation. Why you had given me this blessing? I want some confirmation. Otherwise, I will not accept this blessing. And Baba gave me four confirmation. There is no time now. I am not discussing that. But what I mean to say, when I am having the thought, I am a world transformer soul, in a second, I am getting the flight of Paramdham. In a second, not 2 seconds, in a second I am getting the flight of Paramdham and I am sitting in front of Baba. This is the magic of this self-respect point. Not soul only. I am not only a soul, but I am a world transformer soul. experiencing that, being in that, experiencing that part of the life. That gives you joy and happiness and intoxication, and that takes you highest place from them, holiest and highest place from them. This is the magic of this point. I have my favorite three points are there. Tells three self-respect points. I am a world transformer soul, I am a victorious soul, and I am a world benefactor. So these are my favorite self-respect points. Whenever I am having this, I am flying. And I am just being with Baba. And I am having very nice yoga. Connection with Baba. Yeah? Connection with Baba. Because when our mind and intellect is becoming very happy, intoxicated and very light, automatically we can go towards the Paramdham. Very fast, very easily we can go towards the highest place and highest place. Okay? The method of maintaining self-respect point is, first pick some point, one or two or three points, whatever you like, which is your like, and churn deeply on that point. What mean by world transformer soul? What are the qualities of the soul? What type of the thoughts would be there in his mind? What type of the words he would have? What type of the action he will perform? What type of the behavior in the gathering he would have? What type of the sanskars he would have? Churn deeply on that. And then try to imbibe that title in your practical life. Try to make that title part of your life. Understand? Doctor is not doctor by birth. He's a human being. He's a human being. But he is studying doctor and he is practicing doctor, and then after that 24 hours he is having the consciousness awareness, I am a doctor, I am an engineer. That is a laukic self-respect. And this is a laukic spiritual self-respect. Self, who am I? Respect, how am I? I am a soul. But I am a very special soul, selected by God. Out of millions and millions, God select me. Not only out of thousands, out of millions and millions souls, He select me. How? He might have observed some greatness in me, some quality in me. I have that quality. You have to accept that. Believe in yourself. Accept and have belief in yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Because we are not accepting this thing. Oh, Baba had given such a high blessing. I don't know, I am not having this quality. But why Baba had given me this such a blessing? We are not able to accept that. Why? Because of the inferiority complex. Because of the having the our weaknesses, observing weaknesses. We are not accepting that. Don't bother about weaknesses. Everybody have weaknesses. All the souls on this planet, everybody have one or another form of the weakness. No one is perfect. Understand? The method is, which is the throne? I am a world transformer soul. This is a throne of self-respect. Then I, the soul, sitting here, I, the soul, is a world transformer soul. The moment I am sitting on this throne, everything is changing. You might have the thought that how can we maintain very high intoxication? We are not receive the sustenance of Brahma Baba. We have not seen Brahma Baba. There must be a role model, so we can follow that role model. You might have that type of the thought. But if you really, really would like to maintain very high intoxication, if you really would like to follow something, somebody, there is a very good chance for you. The moment when Supreme Father entering in medium of Guljar Dadiji, the moment he is entering, face is changing. Face is changing. If you look at Baba's face, anybody could feel, anybody could experience, this is the highest authority, supreme authority. No one is beyond this authority. Baba have that. While giving dushti, while delivering the murli, Baba have that intoxication. Automatic. He is a supreme. He don't want to do any effort. From his eyes, from Baba's face, anybody could pull. He is a high, supreme soul. Highest personality. Just, he is not a third person, he is my father. He is not a third person, he is my father, he adopts me. As the intoxication my father have, I can maintain also that intoxication. Just follow Baba in that respect, in that aspect. And try to maintain that type of the higher intoxication. This is the method. And when you start maintaining, then percentage of intoxication will increase more, higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Consistency also will be there and degree also increase. Automatically. But when we are going outside, when we are going in a gathering, we are not maintaining that. Why? We are doing one mistake. Oh, how beautiful she is. Oh my God. How beautiful she is. Oh, how rich he is. My God, so wealthy. He is so wealthy person. We are giving respect to others, but we are forgetting to give respect to the self. And that is why we are not maintaining very good intoxication in a gathering. First maintain self-respect and then give self-respect to others. That is the proper method. But what we are doing, we are giving respect to others and we are forgetting to give respect to the self. And that is why I become ordinary. No, this is not a proper method. Forget about others. But first, try to give respect to the self. You are a worthy soul. That's why Baba had given you this title. You have that quality, he observes something in you. That's why he gave that point of self-respect to you as a gift, as a throne. That's why accept that first. Accept that first. And then work on that and then make that part of your life, point up the part of your life. And then you start enjoying your Brahmin life. Because this is diamond worthy life. Golden age is nothing in front of this diamond worthy life. Understand? If somebody is insulting you, defaming you, forget, don't bother about that. Don't lose your self-respect. Don't leave that throne. Anything happen. Doesn't matter. But I must be seated on the throne of self-respect because God has given me. God has given me that throne of self-respect. Not any human being had given me. Then you start enjoying this Brahmin life, elevated life, very nicely. Yoga would be good, everything would be nice. Understand? Clear? Okay, if you feel bored sometimes, oh, this same point, okay, take another point, practice that for 1 week, for 1 month, take a third point, But that's it, not more than that. Why Baba had given the list of 100 points and more than 100 points? Because he had so many children. Some children can like that some point, some children can like another point, some children can like another point. That is a market, that is a everybody. Anybody you like, pick, can pick from that collection. Huh? Clear? Anybody had question about self-respect, about godly intoxication, can stand and can ask any question. Because this is very important aspect of Brahmin life. Very, believe me, without self-respect you cannot progress. No matter you are following this path 30 years, 40 years, doesn't matter, you cannot progress. Huh? No more question? Finish? Clear? Yes? Baba has said that you have to do lot of service through your face and through your character in future. You have to do lots of service through your face and through your character. That is why your face must be like a blossoming flower. Happy. Face is a very beautiful, but not happiness, no one would want to see that face without happiness. Because happiness is increasing the beauty of our face. Happiness is increasing the beauty of a face. That is the decoration of a face. But for maintaining consistency in that, self-respect maintaining in that, your mind must be always happy. Because face is a mirror of our mind. Face is a mirror of our mind. Whatever is going in our mind, that is reflecting on our face. And three tips want to steal your happiness. Which are those three tips? Worry, any sort of worry, fear and burden. These are the three tips. They want to steal your happiness. Any sort of worry, any sort of fear, any sort of burden. Don't allow them. Worry. These are the three tips. They want to steal your happiness. Worry, fear, any sort of fear, or burden. Don't allow them. Maintain constant happiness. Understand? Now, our topic is how to finish old deep rooted sanskar. How do we know that my old sanskars already transformed? What are the signs? Note down. How do I know that my old sanskars already finished? How do I know? What are the signs of that? This is the first question. What are the signs of knowing finishing of old sanskars? How do I know that? I am now free. I become free from old sanskars. What are the signs of that? Okay. And another question, Cecilia Ben? Another question for little chit chat? What? Point of self-respect they like.
Yeah, yeah.
They can choose.
Yeah,
take this. Mic is here.
As Atambai has said, that self-respect is one of the most important ingredients in maintaining higher intoxication, spiritual intoxication. So we need to know what are the points of self-respect for myself. He said for him, world transformer, world benefactor,
victorious. Yeah.
But for me, it doesn't work, world transformer, right? For me, perhaps, master almighty authority.
Yeah.
For me, something else. So I think we need to look inside. We need to look inside what really intoxicate me. What points of self-respect? I'm a hero actor, perhaps. I'm a flawless diamond. Whatever it is you think. So I think we can spend some time.
Yeah, a few minutes.
Few minutes to note down what are the points that really intoxicate, that really enable me to go to a higher level of consciousness, higher level of intoxication.
Yeah,
that is
and
one
then
thing.
Second,
and secondly, as Atambai has said, perhaps you can think about what are the signs. He said, what are the signs, or how do I really know that my deep-rooted old sanskars have already finished? How would I know?
What are the signs?
What are the signs? Maybe you want them to sit around and
yeah,
discuss?
They can sit and
So this is a workshop, we also need to go inside and think about ourselves. So I suggest that the Russian group, how many Russians are here? Russian group? Raise your hand. Wow, big numbers. Perhaps the Russian groups, if you have enough translators, you can go into two groups, Russian. And then Spanish, Portuguese, one group. Maybe Thai or Thailand. Thai, is that Thai? Thailand, only a few. So maybe Thailand and Vietnam. Vietnam don't need translation. You can go into one group. And English, depending. So group of not more than eight, 6 to 8 numbers would be good. So turn around and look for a group. And
pick your chair. Up and then turn.
Yeah.
Because the chadar is there. No?
Turn around. And if for example, this front row, all of you can speak English, come together, you can come and
yeah, in here
in
also.
In front as well. So go into groups of 6 to 8 according to your language.
Or koi prashna hai?
Like Korean can mix with Japanese.
Or koi dena hai prashna?
And then, in your group, enable everyone to have a chance to share, and then we'll compile and come back. See, then we want to hear from each group what your churning are. Is it okay? Is it clear? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.